You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The National Transportation Safety Board is on the scene of last night's mid-air collision between an American Airlines regional jet and a military helicopter at Reagan National Airport outside Washington, D.C. Officials believe all 67 people on both aircraft were killed. In the NTSB's first public briefing on the collision, investigator Todd Inman said today both aircraft plunged into the icy Potomac River, described as a quick, rapid impact. Investigators now working to figure out how the collision could happen ahead of a routine landing will rely on information from the aircraft's flight data recorders. But according to Inman, those are still underwater.
We have not recovered any of the boxes involved yet. We feel comfortable and confident that we will be able to. Right now, recovery of life is probably most important in those that were involved. I mean, there are still ongoing recovery efforts involving the fatalities involved.
President Trump's weighing in on what may have led to the deadly collision. After Trump led the nation in a moment of silence and delivered somber remarks about the event earlier today, NPR's Tamara Keith reports the president blamed the tragedy on diversity hiring.
It didn't take long for President Trump to transition away from consoler-in-chief.
I put safety first. Obama, Biden, and the Democrats put policy first.
That is, he said, DEI policies, which have been a frequent focus of Trump's ire. He began reading headlines from old articles.
And here's one. The FAA's diversity push includes focus on hiring people with severe intellectual and psychiatric disabilities.
Trump last week signed an executive order banning diversity initiatives at the FAA. Asked if he really thought DEI was to blame for this crash, Trump said, quote, "It just could have been." Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Republican and Democratic senators on the Intelligence Committee pushed Tulsi Gabbard to answer questions about Edward Snowden, who leaked NSA documents to journalists in 2013. NPR's Jenna McLaughlin reports that Gabbard's past defense of Snowden might anger the U.S. spies she hopes to lead.
Former Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard faced over 2.5 hours of questions from senators who will be voting on whether they believe she is fit to serve as President Trump's Director of National Intelligence. Several asked about her record on foreign policy, like her decision to visit former Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in 2017, or excuses she's made for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Others focused on pushing Gabbard to condemn former NSA contractor Edward Snowden for leaking classified documents about U.S. intelligence operations. Gabbard said Snowden broke the law, but she refused to call him a traitor. She said he helped to expose illegal programs and inspired reform. Jen McLaughlin, NPR News.
It's NPR. The British musician and actress Marianne Faithfull, an icon of London's fertile 1960s music scene, died today at the age of 78. The artist's music career took off in 1964 with her take on As Tears Go By, an early Mick Jagger and Keith Richards composition that reached the top 10 of the UK singles chart.
I sat and watched the
A statement to the public reads, quote, "Marianne passed away peacefully in London today in the company of her loving family. She will be dearly missed." A benefit concert to help those affected by wildfires in Southern California is being held tonight at separate venues near Los Angeles. NPR's Ava Pukach has more.
Billie Eilish, Joni Mitchell, No Doubt, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers are just some of the more than 20 artists playing the one-night-only benefit concert at the Kia Forum in the Intuit Dome. Fire Aid organizers say the concert is dedicated to rebuilding communities devastated by the wildfires. They say funds raised will be distributed for short-term relief efforts and long-term initiatives to prevent future fire disasters throughout Southern California. At least 2,000 seats at the event will be filled by first responders and people who have lost their homes due to the fires. The concert will be broadcast and streamed live across a range of platforms for people who cannot attend. Ava Pukach, NPR News.
U.S. stocks have ended the day higher. The Dow closed up 168 points to end the day at 44,882. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Amazon Business, committed to being a digital purchasing solution for businesses so that growing the business is the main focus and not admin and paperwork. Learn about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet with freezing spray. And Friday, west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today, variable winds 10 knots, becoming southwest 15 in the afternoon, seas at 1 foot. Tonight, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, south winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. And Friday, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, south winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, south winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory tonight. Today, south winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. And Friday, south winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow. Highs in the upper 20s to upper 30s, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow. Lows in the mid-20s to mid-30s, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And Friday, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 3:27 a.m. at 6 feet 9 inches, a low at 8:37 a.m. at 2 feet 10 inches, a high at 2:28 p.m. at 8 feet 6 inches, and a low tonight at 9:23, a minus tide of 1 foot 1 inch. Your sun rose at 9:36 this morning, and your sun will set at 6:14, giving us 8 hours and 39 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, we had a death in the family, as it were, today. The singer and actress, Marianne Faithfull, has passed away. Died at the age of 78. She was born in Hampstead, in the British Isles in England. In December 1946, she was known for hits like As Tears Go By, reached the UK top 10 in 1964. The Stones also did that song. And she also, for starring roles in films including 1968's The Girl on a Motorcycle, and she was also famously the girlfriend of Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger in the 60s, inspiring songs such as Wild Horses and You Can't Always Get What You Want. After a period of heroin addiction in the 70s, she resurrected her career with the classic album Broken English. It is with deep sadness that we announce the death of the singer, songwriter, and actress Marianne Faithfull, the statement said. She passed away peacefully in London today in the company of her loving family. She will be dearly missed. We have four of her songs in our library. I'd like to play all of them. As Tears Go By, second one, Broken English, then Summer Nights, and then Sister Morphine. Here we go with Marianne Faithfull.
I want to hear the truth. lights our lovers go. Now you'll hold me tight and say our love will always be this way on summer night. At the end of the day, we can go down to the bay, and together, hand in hand, we will walk along the sand on summer night. In a little cafe, we'll dance a mile away, and we know what love will be, always true eternally. And when the moon begins to shine, I can see that you are mine.
Thank you.
Yeah, rest in peace, Marianne Faithful. Coming up now, we have South Australia. It's a bonus track from the Pogues. Then Art of Noise. That's what I do. They're going to do Close. And then Josie Cotton with He Could Be the One.
I was born
Cableway, Holloway,
in South Australia around Cape Horn.
We're back with South Australia.
Yeah, Holloway, you rolling king.
Cableway, Holloway,
Holloway, you'll hear me sing.
We're back with South Australia.
'Cause I woke up morning fine.
Cableway, Holloway,
just there I met this Nancy Blair.
We're back with South Australia.
Holloway, you rolling king.
Cableway, Holloway,
Holloway, you'll hear me sing.
We'll be right back. close to the edge.
And John Fogerty coming up next with The Old Man Down the Road. After that, ABC with How to Be a Millionaire, and then a little Earth, Wind, and Fire with I Want to Be With You.
Mm-hmm. pounds,
dollar,
millionaire,
dollar,
pound, pound,
dollar.
We'll never part.
I wanna be with you.
Won't be,
be,
be, be, be, be, be, be, be.
Yeah, up next we have Jeffrey Osborne with Stay With Me Tonight. And then a couple by Stevie Nicks. Let me see. We got If Anyone Falls, and the next one is Enchanted. Here's Stay With Me Tonight, Jeffrey Osborne.
have loved many women. I have many times run away.
Somewhere. Heads up to everyone. The Alaska Board of Fisheries is accepting proposed changes to the subsistence, personal use, sport, guided sport, and commercial fishing regulations for the Bristol Bay, Arctic, Yukon, Kuskokwim, Alaska Peninsula, Aleutian Islands, Chinook, and statewide finfish management areas. Finfish includes salmon, herring, trout, other freshwater finfishes, and groundfish, including Pacific cod, for consideration by the board in its 2025 to 2026 meeting cycle. To ensure the proposal book is finished in advance of the board meetings, the board sets Thursday, April 10th, 2025, as the proposal deadline. Proposals may be submitted online, by mail, or fax. If you'd like to submit online, information is at www.adfg.alaska.gov. By postal mail, ADFNG, Board's Support Section, P.O. Box 115526, Juneau, Alaska 99811-5526, and fax 907-465-6094. All proposals must be received by Thursday, April 10th, 2025, at the Board Support Section office in Juneau. A postmark is not sufficient for timely receipt.
If you're up late, make sure to check out Undercurrents here on KSDP from midnight to 4 a.m. 7 days a week. Host Greg McVicker dives deep into an expansive music library of favorites and new finds. Old school will meet cool school here, and his delivery is economical and low-key, providing navigation, insight, and companionship without distracting from the program's main focus, which is a wealth of great music. Undercurrents, 7 days a week here on KSDP from midnight to 4 a.m.